This is the Jerry Bader Show. My name is Greg Belfridge. I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and sitting in for Jerry today. If you've just joined us, we're talking about the minimum wage. Democrats are again pushing for an increase in the minimum wage to $10.10, and we're asking whether you would support that or not. Do you think Congress should raise the minimum wage? Call us at 888-455-1360. Let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Ron in Green Bay. Hi, Ron. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Ron. What do you think of an increase in the minimum wage?
I want to make a few points. The guy earlier who was telling you to do the multiplication, if you take the current minimum wage and you multiply it times 40 hours for the week, do you know what you get?
What's that?
You get about $292, I believe.
Right.
So now with Obamacare, you cut the hours down to 29 hours, and you multiply that times 10, and you get $292.
This is exactly what an earlier caller was saying, making a very similar point.
Right. That's what I was saying, and it didn't sound like I didn't know if you understood that. So the other thing is, do you know why the liberals want to raise the minimum wage?
I believe the reason that they're doing it is to try to make people more dependent on the government. I think what it's going to do is it's going to reduce people's hours even more, make them even more dependent on government programs. I certainly have ideas as to why I think liberals are doing this. I'm interested in what you think.
Right. Well, those are side results, but the primary reason the liberals want to is because the union contracts are chained upon the minimum wage. When the minimum wage gets raised, then all the union workers automatically get their pay raised at the next increase level. So they figure that since everybody in America is out of work and struggling for work, they think that the union workers who are employed should get a pay raise. So That's why they want to, and that's their constituency.
And there's no question that unions have a big role. I mean, look what's happening with McDonald's, and they're trying to unionize in a lot of these fast food places. That's a big part of what's happening.
Right. And so everybody should remember that if you're buying a $7 hamburger and then the minimum wage goes up, your hamburger is going to be $10 now. Everything that you spend on every day of your life that's $7 now is going to become $10 if you may raise the minimum wage, and some of it more than that. So, you might think that it's going to be beneficial, but even if you're the one that's making an extra $3 an hour, you're going to be spending more than that.
Absolutely, on all the goods and services that you're buying. You can now be prepared to pay more on it.
Exactly. So you're actually digging yourself in a hole instead of, and people who get a raise, they usually get a raise of like a nickel or a quarter an hour. They don't get a $3 an hour raise for merit.
And as I've heard other people say, and thanks for your call, Ron, as I've heard other people say, why $10.10? Why not $15? Why not $20? Why not $50? So people, that's outrageous. You can't expect them to pay people $50 an hour. Why is $10.10 any less outrageous? It's arbitrary. It's just as arbitrary. We'd love to hear from you. 888-455-1360 is the number. Bill in Oconto. Hi, Bill. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Thanks for filling in for Jerry. I think he needed a little rest there, vacation.
He does. He does. He's a hardworking man.
Yeah, he's there all the time. Every time I turn on the radio, I hear him. So I'm calling about a caller before said something that's going to bring in more tax dollars to the government. But with our punitive, the minimum wage increase, with our punitive tax code, it won't bring in any more money. In fact, my daughter-in-law was living with me a few years ago, and she got $3,000 back from her tax returns because of her children, and she didn't even pay $3,000 in. So, it's just going to add more unemployment to the Obama economy.
you think that's what it's going to do? Is it, will it result in a reduction of hours, more people needing, you know, assistance and those kinds of things? Is it a bad idea in your opinion?
Oh, it's a terrible idea. It's gonna just increase the unemployment.
It's certainly, thanks so much for your call. It certainly is going to, I think, as I mentioned earlier, it will have an impact on other employees. There's no way around it. It's going to have an impact on the cost of goods and services. You just can't get around that. There's no way for all of these actions. Again, there's an equal reaction, and you can't act as if raising the minimum wage will occur and then you're not going to see these price increases. Unfortunately, every time we've raised the minimum wage, that's been one of the results. All right, we'll get back to more of your calls here. 888-455-1360 is the number. Let's go to Ed in Green Bay. Hi, Ed. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Thank you. You know, you're skirting the issue on this. It's not just a matter of those who aren't going to be able to get pay raises because these people are getting such a large pay raise. It's also the fact that the defenders of the unemployed, the Democrats, have totally forgotten about the fact that these unemployed people are not going to be able to get jobs now because this money is being spent in such a way.
And don't you think really that that's, to me, this is the real issue, is unemployment, not what we're paying people?
Exactly. We need to get people back to work, not be spending money on people that just think that they need more money because their job, they're worth more than the job is. If they were worth more than the job they had, they'd have a better job.
Yeah, and I understand times are tough, and see, that's the real problem. And let me spend a minute on this before I get back to some more of your calls. That's the real problem, is the unemployment in the country. You got so many people who are unemployed, and so then you've got people who normally perhaps wouldn't be working at McDonald's or wouldn't be working fast food, now that are having to do it, and they're doing it to support their families, and they're saying, well, here I am. I saw one young woman, 24 years old, mother of two. She's a cashier at McDonald's. For a couple of years, she's making $7.25. She says, well, it's not enough to support her family. Well, that's not McDonald's fault. I mean, that's what the job is. This is what the job is. If she can't find a job in line with her skill set, or she can't find a job that pays more, it's not an issue for McDonald's. This is what the job pays. Now, that's not an argument in favor of paying nothing. But a lot of this will be market driven. People are, people raise wages. You get unemployment down low. And I'm lucky to live in Sioux Falls. I mentioned I live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's where I'm from. And unemployment here is below 4%. And we traditionally do much better than the national average. Unemployment here is very low. And you know what we see here? Wages go up. Wages start going up because now it's really competitive. And now it's hard to find workers. And to keep workers, and to get good workers. And so you have to pay more. And if you want a higher caliber of worker, you're going to have to pay more. And the wages start to come up. So is it any surprise that when unemployment is high nationally, that wages are low and stagnated and we can't get them up? Low unemployment is what drives wages up. Our phone number is 888-455-1360. We'd like to know if you believe that Congress should pass an increase in the minimum wage. Let's go to Ed in Green Bay. Good morning, Ed. You're on the Jerry Bader Show. Let's go to Joan in Green Bay. Hi, Joan. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yes, and you just about covered what I was going to say.
I'm sorry, Joan.
The president was doing the big promise that he, when he ran the first time, ran the second time, well, there would be jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. And the ones coming out of college would not have to go to McDonald's to get a job and then need more money. And the ones that were qualified to go to a lot of jobs, they're not there. Why aren't they there? Why aren't jobs better? After all, our president ran on it twice.
He promised a laser-like focus on jobs. His administration would have a laser-like focus on creating jobs. And you're right, we haven't seen it. Thank you, Joan. 888-455-1360 is the number. 888-455-1360. Dan in Eagle River. Hi, Dan. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. I just got a question. You keep saying that it's for your small businesses, but it is going to be devastating to the hospitals as well.
Talk about that.
Your CNAs have to do approximately 9 months of training, and they are only making about $10 an hour. Why would they do 9 months of training when they can go to a grocery store, gas station, or McDonald's and make the same amount of money? How many people are out there with associate's degree and bachelor's degree that are just making barely that amount?
It's a very good point. See, this is, again, this all, I still believe a lot of this ties back to unemployment and the unemployment problem. And you, these are supposed to be starter jobs. And the argument is that these are no longer starter jobs. You got people working at McDonald's. It's not their first job. That's what those jobs were intended to be. You know, when you talk about a lot of these part-time jobs, they were meant to be a beginner job. It's a way for you as a young person to get your foot in the door, learn responsibility, work for somebody, earn a little bit of money. That's what these jobs are created. And now we've got people that are trying to, you know, I mentioned the mother of two. She's trying to feed her family based on that wage that she's earning at McDonald's. And the conclusion that these people are drawing is that it's McDonald's fault. No, it isn't McDonald's fault. It's the fault of those who have policies that result in the destruction of jobs, you know, the lack of opportunity, high unemployment, along with rising inflation and rising costs. It's the fault of those people. And yet those are the people who are saying, we're going to improve the quality of your life if we force an increase in the minimum wage. It just, it doesn't wash. Let's go to Dan in Eagle River. Good morning, Dan. What are your thoughts on the minimum wage? Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Hi, Mark. Or excuse me, Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Mark. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, the reason that they got to raise the minimum wage is they got to keep up with the welfare and food stamps because the people there are getting over $10 an hour. So in order to justify what they're paying out there, they got to raise the money for the other people. Otherwise, what incentive is there for somebody to ever leave the welfare?
And don't you believe that increasingly we're kind of doing that, that we're taking away the incentive for people to go work when we've extended unemployment for as long as we have and are offering so many benefits? Do you fear that it takes away incentive for people to go get a job?
Oh, big time. And more than unemployment, though, is the welfare and food stamps. If they cut that, people are going to go to work.
I think you're right. This is all intertwined. This is all intertwined. There's no question about it. If you just joined us, we're talking about the minimum wage, asking whether you think Congress should raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. The number's 888-455-1360. Let's go to Dwayne in Buren. Hi, Dwayne. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning. Couple things. I think the unemployment is a big part of the problem we have, but I don't know when the conservatives are going to start going on the offensive and just bring it up to the voters of America that the Democrats could have done this if they would have wanted to in the first 2 years of Obama administration, but he didn't do it, and because he wanted to pull this up later as a ploy, as a election ploy. And we have to go on offense and explain that to the people that it is nothing more, that they are being used as pawns. Obama could care less about $10.10 an hour and how that came up with that. Like you said, that's just a figure anyhow. But we shouldn't even be talking about this and giving feed to the liberals. It should just be they had their opportunity, they didn't, and explain it to the people that they could care less about the minimum wage.
I would say this is one of a host of issues where Republicans really have trouble getting their message out, don't you think? I mean, that's one of the Republican Party's big problems is they really aren't able to get their message out and get their message right to the people on a lot of these issues.
We haven't had a governor until now, but before that, Lee Dreyfus, I know you're all in South Dakota, but Lee Dreyfus could communicate with the people. And a lot of things happen when politicians can actually talk to the people and they understand what he's saying.
Yeah, you're right. There are those out there who can do it and do it well. And I think we see that on the national level. You see it on the local level. There are those who can do it and do it well. But as a party, we just I think that's a big failure of the Republican Party. Leo in Shawano. Hi, Leo. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. My opinion on this is I think it has very little to do with the Democrats wanting to give people 10 an hour and giving them an issue that they can hold up and say, look how evil the Republicans are.
Once again, huh? Yeah, I would agree with you. There's a lot of perception in this. It's posturing, you know, presenting themselves in a certain way. And you're right, trying to portray Republicans as, here we go again. Once again, they're opposing. They're on the side of no. And that's where, again, this is where I think Republicans have got to do a better job. They've got to turn the conversation away from the minimum wage to job creation. And some are doing that, and more need to, because that's really the issue. Let's get away from minimum wage. Let's start talking about what do we do in order to create opportunity, to create more jobs, to get more people back to work, you know, get more people with money in their pockets. And the more you do that, then the more they're spending money. And now you got the economy starting to click and things start to happen. We'll get to more of your calls coming up, 888-455-1360. My name is Greg Belfridge, and you're listening to The Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry Bader Show.